The Age of Football, The Global Game in the 21st Century, written and read by David Goldblatt. Introduction. Football is first. Football is first. The craziness around football is second. Then there is the rest of the world. Carlos Monsivais. The spectacle is not a collection of images, but a social relationship amongst people mediated by images. Guy Debord. 1. Carlos Monsivais, the late essayist and critic, was referring to the mental and emotional priorities of the Mexican press and public during the World Cup, the tournament invariably coinciding with elections to either the Senate or the presidency itself. Extraordinary as this is, that the fate of the national football team should, for even just a month, eclipse such important political moments. And true as this is for many polities and publics, Monsivais' epigram speaks to a more general and even stranger truth. Football is first. First amongst sports themselves. First amongst the world's popular cultural forms. The game is able to command the allegiance, interest and engagement of more people in more places than any other sport. The World Cup has superseded the Olympics as the spectacle of all spectacles. The NFL might just remain the biggest single sport league financially, but European football alone has entirely outstripped its revenues and global reach, and the gap is only going to get bigger. In the three most populous nations of the earth, China, India and the United States, where just 20 years ago football held a very peripheral place in the sporting and popular cultural landscape, it has now arrived for good. In China, the party has made the game the measure of the nation's development. In the United States, it gathers a coalition who see a version of the nation that is normal, not exceptional, playing others rather than dominating them. In India, it is emerging from beneath the blanket obsession with cricket of the last few decades as a new marker of cosmopolitanism and class distinctions. If football's place in global sporting culture has become almost unassailable, its weight, relative to other cultural forms and industries, has also sharply risen. It bears comparison with the world's religions, not as a system of belief or alternative metaphysics, but in the scale, regularity and profundity of its cycles and rituals. Its economic footprint is hardly titanic, but European football now turns over more revenue than the European publishing or cinema industries. The game's attraction to global corporations as a vector for their brands seems unquenchable, ensuring its presence and imagery is multiplied many times over. It is an object of desire for television networks across the world. Indeed, even Amazon and Facebook, recent purchasers of football media rights, have decided that they need football more than football needs them. The level of mainstream and social media coverage accorded the game is simply vast and unending. The game attracts, at its peak, audiences that dwarf other sports, shows and genres. And when it does so, it gathers eyes and minds in acts of collective imagining like no other spectacle on offer. Everywhere, as it has for over a century, football creates and dramatizes our social identities, our amities and our antipathies. No other sport, no popular cultural form has been subject to this degree of adulation. Football is first. The most global and most popular of popular cultural phenomenon in the 21st century. In Monsivais' reading of the game, football serves primarily as a distraction from the real world of Mexican politics and the country's economic and social problems. Worse, it evokes hysteria rather than the clear-eyed reason-thinking the latter demand. This is not an unreasonable interpretation of Mexico's relationship to football, or the rest of the world's. Football is often a distraction. In some ways, that is the point. The game's locus as a place of emotional refuge, escape and otherworldliness has long been part of its purpose and pleasures. Certainly, there is no shortage of irrational, myopic, deluded and obsessive behaviour in the football world. Interpreted in this light, football is